Here's a pretty simple proposition. People who are more fit, on average, live longer. It makes sense. Here is a more complex proposition, courtesy of a Stanford researcher. People who think they are more fit, on average, live longer. For this claim, on behalf of the power of positive thinking about exercise, we are indebted to doctoral candidate Octavia Tsart at the Stanford University Graduate School of Business. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How did you actually study the salutary effects of thinking that you're fit as opposed to actually being fit?
Yeah, well, we looked at three nationally representative surveys where more than 60,000 U.S. adults answered a lot of questions about their physical activity levels, their health, and their personal background. And in one of these surveys, they even wore physical activity monitors to measure exactly how much they moved around. Mm-hmm. And so we were especially interested in one question where they told the interviewer how active they perceived themselves to be compared to other people. And then we use statistical models to see if there is a link between these perceptions and mortality, even after accounting for participants' actual health status and actual physical activity. And we did find that there was a strong correlation between perceptions and mortality.
And the correlation that you found, if I understand this, is actually a double negative. That is, there's the power of negative thinking. People who don't think that they're being very fit or being very active, they are more likely to die sooner?
That is correct, yes. So for any actual level of physical activity that you might be doing, if you think that you aren't getting a lot of physical activity compared to others, you're actually more likely to die earlier than people who think that they're more active or about as active as other people.
In these cases, we're always reminded of the wisdom that correlation doesn't equal causation, correct?
That is absolutely correct, and it's a really important point. So this study is correlational, so we can't say that these perceptions actually cause the differences in mortality. But in science, we always say that any one study is not conclusive, so it's really necessary to see it in the context of other studies that have been done. So, the broader literature points to a causal link between mindsets and health, but this particular study doesn't do that on its own.
But do you think that would work for, say, two people who are equally inert, equally inactive, but one is convinced that he or she is, absolutely is absolutely engaged in exercise in his or her daily routines? That person might actually be healthier?
I think that is possible. So the research shows that for any given level of activity, if you think you're getting more exercise, you might be better off. And so that could be mediated by things like, you have less stress and less anxiety about your activity level, and you might even get a sort of placebo effect benefit. But it's important to note that we didn't investigate this question in completely sedentary people, so we can't say for sure. It's possible that you need to get a minimum level of activity to get any benefits. And also, it's really important that we don't want to advocate for people to stop exercising and replacing exercise with positive
thinking
perceptions.
About exercising, yes.
Right. Yeah. So, exercise is definitely important, but we're adding with our research that perceptions also seem to play an important role.
Octavia Tsart is a doctoral candidate at the Stanford University Graduate School of Business. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I feel fitter just from talking to you.
Well, I hope it's helpful.